there's a message will be coming. I want you to know where the hand of God will be the title of it that me and Brandy will share with the church and how God showed us exactly what he did in our life. Be beneficial to you. I'll give you a heads up before that day comes. You will want to be here to understand the hand of God when he tells you something. You don't have to second guess it, even though we do. We do second guess a lot of times what God tells us, even with the dates that he gives us. When they don't come at the time we think they should come, he's right on time. He's right on time. He is the know-it-all. He knows it all, and he has everything in his hands, so it will come. But I want to give you this morning, Romans chapter number 14. We're going to read the first five verses, and I want to be able to speak this morning on God is able to make him stand. God is able to make him stand. This morning, if you feel like you're falling, you feel like you're wavering, you feel like you just don't know what to do, I've got good news this morning that God is able to make you stand. The only way that you're going to stand in the world that we live in and the times that's going on is that we stand on the Word of God. When we was in that hospital room and they wheeled Brandy and they wheeled baby Ryder out, I want you to know all I could do, I couldn't stand no more. I had to get on my knees. And when I got on my knees, I was at a place that I was familiar with. I was familiar with being on my knees and asking God. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't catch me off guard to get on my knees. And I want you to know, when I got to that place, I started quoting God's scripture, his word, not my word, but his word. God said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He didn't say, well said. Nowhere in the Bible did he say, well said, or well quoted, or well this. You know what he said? He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. It ain't what we say, it's who we talk to. Amen. It ain't what we say, it's who we're talking to. And this morning, God is able to make him stand. If I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word, the Bible says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another, who is weak, eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yea, he shall be holden up for God. For God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another, and another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Father, I love you and I thank you for this unpromised day. Father, you never promised me this day. Father God, I don't deserve this day, but I sure am grateful that you allowed me to have this day. And Lord, I pray that my attitude, my actions, the appetite that I have this morning would be on you this morning, Father. Lord, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would flow through me this morning, that they see not me, but they see you, a risen Savior, high and lifted up. Lord, for the one that is hurting this morning, I ask you to comfort their heart. I ask you to speak peace on them this morning. I ask you to do what only you can do. Father, there's some that may be crashing right now. They may be falling right now. But I do know this, that you're able to make us stand. Lord God, when we can't stand, you can stand us up. Father God, when we can't walk, you can walk alongside us. Lord God, I pray right now you would sit down and minister to the hearts of these people. I pray you'd minister to my heart. Lord, I thank you for the blessings of life. I thank you that you're faithful. I thank you this morning that you're just in what you do. I thank you this morning that you have the written word. I thank you this morning that you are the written word. I thank you this morning that we can talk to you in a mighty way. Lord God, we can get right at the feet of Jesus and he makes intercession for us. And I thank you for that this morning. Lord, I just want to say it's good. Bless the reading of this word. Bless these people. And Lord God, right now, if there's somebody lost, save that soul. Father, I don't want to preach and put them under conviction. It won't do no good. I'm asking for you to put Holy Ghost conviction on them. I'm asking you to put old-timey Holy Ghost conviction. And I'm asking you to do what only you can do. And Father, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Thank you for this day. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. I ask, I pray, and I plead the blood of Jesus on this next few moments. I'm in over my head. Hide me behind the cross. Let them see you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said. Amen. You may be seated this morning. He is able to make you stand. Or he is able to make him stand. As we come this morning and we look in the book of Romans, Apostle Paul, he comes here and the word of God is so rich in showing us that God is able. This morning, if you know God's able, can I get an amen? If you know God's been faithful to your family, can we get an amen? Hey, if you know God can deliver this morning, can you give him an amen? Hey, what about a shout of praise this morning? Amen? Just shout in the house down there. Hey, God's able. Hey, he will deliver. Hey, he is faithful. Hey, he is the living God. Hey, he is the God of the living. And he is the God of the dead this morning. This morning, he is God. Amen? Ooh, I don't know about you, but I thank God for that this morning. I thank God for his faithfulness this morning. I thank God that the word is rich this morning. The Bible says that the word of God, it is so rich in showing us that God is able. Friends, I want you to know when man don't think it's able, get man out of the way and put God in there. Hey, when the church don't think it's able, get the church completely out of the way and put God in there. Oh, come on, when your old mind gets where you don't think it's able, get your mind out of the way. Put God in there. He's the one that's able this morning. In Romans 14, we see that the weak in the faith they're talking about here, he gives two people here. He gives one that is weak in the faith, and he gives one that is strong in the faith. And right here when they come, they're having a problem. And the one that is strong, he's looking down on the one that is weak. And the one that is weak is trying to look up to the one that is strong. Friends, this morning, can I give you this? If you're strong in the faith, that doesn't give me or you the ability to look down on nobody. Friends, if there's somebody walking beside you and they're weak in the faith, this morning don't look down on them. Come up beside them. Amen. Hey, get up beside them. Hey, lift them up. Love on them a little bit this morning. And as we see in the text this morning, when we understand that God, he is able. He is able this morning. Let's get this morning. To the weak, he is to the strong. He's no difference. To the weak man, he's strong. To the strong man, God is strong. This morning, here's why. Because we belong to him, we're saved by him, and we are kept by him this morning. So this morning, I want to look at why is God the one? Nobody else. Nobody else. God is the only one that can make you stand. Why is that, preacher? I want to look at that this morning and show you three things in this text. Why God is the only one. If you feel like you're about to swallow up this morning and you feel like you're about to drown, you remember there's only one that can get you out of that place, and it is God. Why is God the only one? Because he is the maker. He's the one that makes all things. This morning, I want to look, if you will, in verse number 3. Number 1 this morning, why God is able to make you stand. Number 1 is because he provides confidence in a believer. He provides confidence in a believer. This morning, if you've got confidence that you can do what God has called you to do, that confidence does not come from within. It comes from above. That confidence that we have this morning will never come from within. It'll have to come from above. Hey, this morning, I want to talk to you for a moment. The Bible says that confidence that's in a believer. Proverbs 3:26, the Bible says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. Not no other man but the Lord this morning. I got a question to ask you. Do you have confidence in God this morning? He said, our confidence is in the Lord. He said, thy confidence, it shall keep thy foot from being taken. This morning, that confidence that we have in God. He says in verse number 3 of the text, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. You see, my confidence this morning is in God because he's the one that received me. He's the one that received me. This morning, I got good news. Job had confidence in God. Job had confidence in God. Job 13:15, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. You say, that's some kind of faith. Hey, this morning, can I say to you this morning, you're going to have faith this morning. You're going to have faith and confidence, and no matter what goes on in your life, God has got it this morning. Man, Job had confidence in God. The three Hebrew children had confidence in God. Daniel chapter number 3 and verse number 17, the Bible says, the God whom we serve, He is able to deliver us. And three Hebrew children, you know what they did when they got thrown in that burning fire, in that fiery furnace? You know what they said before they ever got thrown in? Hey, before they ever went through a storm? Hey, before they ever went through a tragedy? Hey, before they ever smelled smoke? Hey, before they ever seen the fire? You know what they said? Hey, God is able. He is able. I want you to know this morning, this preacher stands, and I tell you this morning, God is able. He's able. He's able. He is able this morning to do anything that He wants to do this morning. God is able. He said, preacher, where does your confidence come this morning? It does not come in me. Let me tell you, when I fell on that floor asking God to do what He told me He would do, the confidence did not rely on me. The confidence relied in God. This morning, I want to tell you this morning, no matter what's going on in your life, God is able, and you must have confidence knowing that He's going to see you through whatever's going on in your life. He says, not only Job had confidence, though he slay me, yet will I trust Him. Oh, glory to God. Whew. I ain't going to get on it. I done told her this morning, I ain't going to get on that baby. Well, I want to, son. I want to treat it right now like you ain't never seen the hand of God, but that ain't my story to tell. That's hers, and I'll let her tell it. I want you to know this morning, I understand that God is my confidence this morning. Job had confidence in God. The three Hebrew children had confidence in God. And can I say to you this morning, Jesus Christ, He had confidence in God. Jesus Christ had confidence in God. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 46, Jesus hanging on the cross, He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend Thy spirit. I commend my spirit into Thy hands. Friends, I want you to know, and when He did that, He gave up the ghost. Friends, I want you to know, He didn't go asleep. He didn't lay down. He died for you and I. He died right there. He died on that cross. He put our sins on that cross. He put our sins on Him. And He nailed it to that old rugged cross. Right then He nailed it. It is finished. Right then, when He died on that old rugged cross. This morning they sung as evidence, He rolled my sins away. Hey, songwriter, I got good news. That's wrong. That's wrong in the song, folks. He didn't roll my sin away. He washed it away. In the Old Testament, they wrote it. But man, let me tell you something. When Jesus died, there ain't no rolling away. It's washed away. It's washed away. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hey, don't give me none of this rolling mess. Hey, you can roll it over. Guess what? You want to skip a payment? We'll roll it to the back of your payment book. But guess what? You still got to make that payment. When Jesus washed my sins away, He didn't roll it over and put it at the back of the book. He washed it away. I don't care what you've done this morning. Listen to this preacher. You must have confidence this morning. He can forgive you, and He forgets it. He ain't holding no tally on you. He ain't holding no tally. He says this morning that God is able to make you stand because your confidence is in God. They said the old farmers back in the day, man, it hadn't rained in forever. And they was needing rain out in Texas. And they said it needed rain, and they needed rain, and they needed rain, and they needed rain. And they called all the preachers and all the deacons and all the church folks together. And they got on the community square, on the town square, and they all got out there. They brought their Bibles, and they brought their crosses, and they brought their anointing oil, and they brought everything they needed. And they said, we got confidence God will answer. They got out there for 4 or 5 hours, and they got to praying. They got asking God for rain. And the more they prayed, the hotter it got, the brighter the sun got. It got melting them down. At the end of the prayer vigil, they picked up their Bibles, they picked up the crosses, they picked up their anointing oil, they picked up everything, and they left. They had confidence, but God hadn't showed up yet. They said the next day, some little boy heard what had happened. He said, I'm going to go back out there and pray. That's why we called them kids up here this morning. I want you to know I got confidence that God's going to do a work in every one of these kids' lives. I see a bunch of preachers up here. I see a bunch of Sunday school teachers. I see a bunch of deacons. I see a bunch of faithful church members because they got faithful mamas and daddies. I want you to know this morning, if you got confidence in God, you'll bring your kids to the house of God. If you got confidence in God, hey, you'll raise them up in the house of God. It won't be all that junk. Hey, this morning, did you know? Hey, they shouldn't look in my refrigerator and see beer in there. They ought to have confidence in God, that God ain't doing that in daddy's life. He's been delivered from that. They shouldn't find pornography in my top drawer. Hey, I want you to know, it shouldn't be in my house. That mess has got to go. It's got to flee because I got confidence that God took that from me. And said that little boy, he got out there and he got to praying. All of a sudden, it got coming a flood. Said that little boy popped his umbrella open, standing out there. Said them preachers and them deacons and all them church folk come to him and said, son, what'd you do? You didn't bring a Bible. Son, you didn't bring nothing. He said, no, but I had confidence it was going to rain, so I brought my umbrella. Listen to me this morning. If you brought your problems to church, I'll tell you this. I can have confidence and God's going to answer. Don't bring them in here and say, I'm going to throw them back out. You have confidence this morning, no matter what's going on in your life, that God's going to answer, He's going to heal it, He's going to take care of it. This morning, number one, He says, because he produces that confidence in a man. He produces that confidence. On the way to church this morning, I told Kelly, I'm scared to death. So you sure don't act like it. You ought to see me about 30 minutes before we got here. She said, Daddy, you scared? I said, how'd you know, baby? She said, you ain't saying a word. You're quiet as a mouse. I reached over and put my hand on it. It was ice cold. She said, Daddy, you scared, ain't you? I said, baby, I'm scared to death. I said, it's been four services since I stood behind that sacred desk. I'm scared to death. I know where my confidence comes from, though it comes from God. But you listen to me this morning. When I get to that place and I know God's given me a word, I want to be confident that I deliver it the way He gave it to me. This morning, number one, He produces that confidence that's in your life. This morning, if you're in this place and you don't have confidence that when you die, and you die, if you this morning, you don't know that you're going to heaven, I'd get in this altar this morning and I'd get my life right with God. I'd call on the name of Jesus and I'd allow Him to put that blood there. Friends, I want you to know, there's some of you here this morning. You may be in the 11th hour. Hey, the 12th hour's coming. You may be at the 11th hour. You may be good now and dead tomorrow. Would you love to meet Jesus the way you are right now? Think about that. Where's your confidence lie? Where's your confidence lie? You could be in the 11th hour right now. He said, hey, look here. Some's weak and some's strong. But I got good news this morning. My confidence don't come in man. It comes in God. But I see something else. He said, not only do I have confidence in God, but I have consistency when it comes to God. Listen to me this morning. A man of God, I'm going to talk to the men for a minute. If you're a man in here this morning, if you're a man, and if you've had a child, you're a man. It's time to be a man. Quit being a boy. Amen, preacher, preach. I'll tell it, son. When I held that little baby in my hands, Brother J.D., while I held that baby there, I said, Lord God, you gave him to me. He's yours. He ain't gonna smell no whiskey on my breath. I grabbed that baby up and I had that baby in my arm. Man, I was loving that thing to death. So what you see? Buy your baby bunting. Daddy's gonna hunting. Come on, y'all know. Y'all better sing to y'all's babies. If you don't, Satan will. Are you crazy, preacher? I am for Jesus. I got that baby up in there though, and I got holding that baby, and I said, I was talking to him. 3 o'clock in the morning, you get a little, you just hadn't done talk. I told Brandy, she said, baby, I'm tired. I said, one good note. You got a baby doctor visit today, and we get to go to Bill's Hamburger. Who's worried about a hamburger at 3 o'clock in the morning? I said, there's got to be a bright side. Got to be a bright side. When you're sleeping anyway, you see them crow's feet, son? Them things knee deep. But I tell you what, I won't take nothing for them. I wouldn't give nothing for my journey now, Brother Tony, would them. I wouldn't give nothing for my journey now. About 12 years ago, I didn't know I was going to have this blessing. Boy, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I grabbed that baby up, though, and I got telling him, I said, look, I want you to know something. Daddy's got confidence in what God's going to do in your life. And I got confidence that Daddy's going to be consistent in what God's called him to do. And I promise you, I'm not going to waver and I'm not going to slack. I'm going to raise you loving Jesus. So I was patting that baby there. I was talking to that baby. I want y'all to know. I got confidence that God's going to raise him up. Preacher, he's a boy. You're going to pay for your raising. I'm not going to raise him the way that I wanted to be, do what I wanted to do. I'm going to raise him up in here. I'm going to raise him up in here. I'm going to raise him up around godly people. I'm going to raise him up around Sunday school teachers that are faithful for church. If they can't come to church and be faithful to Sunday school, they're not going to be his teacher. If they can't come to Sunday school, they're not going to teach his baby. I'm not going to have somebody unfaithful. I'm not going to have to listen to me. I'm trying to tell you. It's on my heart this morning. I want him to see in you how consistent you are in your walk with Jesus. And I want him to say, I want to be like my Aunt Maymay. I want to be like my Aunt Chasta. I want to be like my Momo. I want to be like my sister. They love Jesus, and I want to love Jesus. You see, when you're consistent, how it makes somebody else want to be consistent. Because see, why are they consistent? Because they see that confidence that you have that God can do it. This morning he says this. He says that you have confidence this morning that God can do stuff in your life and you be consistent. When it rains, you be consistent. This morning I want to share this with you. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 24. I'm talking about when the rains come and starts beating. Matthew 7:24. Oh, Jesus. I think that's it, Brother J.D. Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24. This morning, if you ain't got confidence I'm going to invite you to the altar here in a little bit. And I want you to do business with a preacher, because if you just do business with a preacher, it won't do a bit of good. But if you do business with God, it'll make all the difference in the world. Maybe you ain't got much confidence, or maybe you do, but you just ain't being consistent. Daddy, you just ain't being consistent. You just ain't being consistent. Walked to the mailbox yesterday and picked up a Bud Light can laying there on the side of the road and threw it in the back of my truck. Picked it up. I ain't going to let it lay there at my driveway. Mr. Hanready, they cutting wood out there. He see that thing later, he think I don't want to drink it. Bud Light can laying there, I picked it up and threw it in my truck. My kid ain't going to see beer cans at the house. Listen to me, folks. Listen to me. Listen to you, pastor, this morning. I ain't here to hurt you. I'm here to love you. If you ain't being consistent, and I'm talking to daddies, if you ain't been being consistent, the first person knows you ain't consistent, listen, is your spouse. They know. They know. They know. Daddies, women know. I can't help it. Your wife just knows. They know you better than you know you probably. So if you ain't being consistent to what God's called you to do, you get consistent. Not only does mama know, but that child knows. Listen to me. That child knows. He knows when daddy's one way at church. He knows when daddy's one way with this group and another way with that group. That child knows. And I want you to know, you want that kid to know that you're consistent and your confidence relies in God. Folks, this morning I want you to know you be consistent in what God's called you to do, because there's a storm raging and it's coming. You say it ain't coming to my house. It will, and it is. Because the Bible says it does. And you're going to have confidence when that storm comes. And I'm not built on me, but I'm built on God. And I'm going to stay consistent no matter how bad it rages. I'm going to stay consistent. Look here. Matthew 7:24, and the Bible says, we're talking about being consistent in what God has called us to do. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, you've heard them. This morning you've heard. Ain't nothing you can do about it. For the ones that's dozing off, you've heard. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Hearing's useless if you don't do it. You can hear the plan of salvation all your life and die and go to hell if you've never called on the name of Jesus. You can be on every church row in Lamar County, Alabama, be a member of every church, change every church you want to change. But if you've not been washed in the blood of Jesus, you will go to hell. He said, preacher, you act strong. If you went to the doctor and you had cancer and he told you to go home and take an aspirin and then you found out you had cancer, would you not be upset? If you went to Brother Kevin's and then you went over there and he told you you don't need no tires, they look good, and you got down the road and all four blowed out because the wires hang out, would you not be upset with him because he didn't tell you the truth? If I just tell you the good of God and not tell you that there's a hell that we're trying to shine, and it ain't only for me, but it's for my children and your children, and we don't want them to go there. We want them to rely on Jesus. He said, whoever heareth and doeth, I will liken unto him as this. So the storm's coming to your house and it's coming to mine. My question to you this morning is, what you going to do about it? Are you just going to hear the message and walk out and not do nothing about it and still be inconsistent? Or are you going to be consistent in what God's called you to do this morning? He's touching somebody. I don't know if the altar will fill up. Don't really care unless he's doing it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended. You got to be consistent when it rains. And the floods came. Folks, you're going to have to be consistent when the flood comes. And the winds blow. When the winds blow at your house, you're going to have to be consistent. And it beat upon that house. It beats upon it. Say, I don't know how much more I can take. It ain't built on you. It's built on him. When you say, I can't take no more, it don't matter. It ain't up for you to take it. He's holding you. You're not built upon you. You're built upon him. Say, preacher, I can't take no more. Yes, you can, because you're not built upon you. You're built upon him. And he said, I got you. I'm going to hold you up. You just got to go through the fire. And when that beat upon the house, you got to be consistent. Because when you have confidence, what you're built on, and you stay consistent, look what happens. And it fail not. He's able to keep you from falling. It fail not. For it was founded upon a rock. verse number 4, it says, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth, or he falleth." My last point here, and we'll go to the house. Not only does he provide confidence in a believer when he allows you to stand, and he saves that soul, he produces consistency in a believer. Produces consistency. When I first got saved, I hadn't been saved very long, and I was attending another church. And we'd had to go to Sunday school. We had to go to Sunday school, but where I went to church, you went to Sunday school. You went to Sunday school. When you didn't know what a chapter or verse, you didn't know what, I mean, didn't know. They said, turn to the book of John, and I thought, man, I got the wrong book. Mine says Bible. I didn't live in church. I lived in the world, so I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. So I went to Sunday school to learn how to walk. And I learned right quick. We had a Sunday school teacher. Kaylee was about 3 or 4. Went to Sunday school that morning. I took her. The teacher wasn't there, and I sat there for 15 minutes later. She showed up. I didn't say nothing. I left Kaylee, and we went on. We rocked on there. And next Sunday, I told Brandy, I said, I'm gonna carry her back this Sunday again. She said, okay. Carried her back 15 minutes late again. I sat back. I wasn't nothing, man. I cleaned the church. That's all I done at that time. If you can't do the small things, you won't never do a big thing for God. So I just cleaned the toilets, you know what I'm saying? But I knew to be consistent and clean them toilets. So that Sunday, same thing happened. 15 minutes late, she showed up like nothing wrong. The next Sunday, we were going to go to Sunday school. I said, nah, she can go with us. So she went and sat in our adult Sunday school class for several weeks. I was fine with it. That teacher come to me later and said, oh, why ain't Kaylee come to Sunday school? Why ain't she in my class? I said, because you're very inconsistent, and you're 15 minutes late. And that tells me, evidently, you've not studied, you've not prepared. And she's on set with us. Preacher, it's just church. Can I say church is more in public than Sullivan High School over there? Marion County School up here? It is. It's more important than anything your kid's going to learn, any college they'll ever go to. And when they see me being consistent and they see you being consistent, it'll put consistency in their life. It'll do it. It'll do it. My last point's this. Not only will it produce and it'll provide, but here, there's proof. There's proof that he's got you standing because it'll be in your character. It'll be in your character. There's proof in your character if you're standing for God or not. There's proof. And he says in verse number five, he said, hey, who makes him stand? Maybe in verse number 4. He who makes him stand, holding him up, he can hold him up. I come in this morning heavy on my heart that we stand for what God's called us to do. This morning, I don't know where you're at. I don't know where your confidence is lying, and I don't know how consistent you've been being. But I ask you a question this morning. Is there proof in your character that you're a child of God? Them nurses would walk in over there, and I asked this one girl, I said, are you a believer? She said, yes, sir, I'm a believer. I said, believer in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, I'm a believer in Jesus. Here, what am I? I had to know. What good's that going to do you if they're a believer taking care of your baby? Well, I ain't got nothing to do with my baby, but I'm going to talk to them about Jesus. 3 o'clock in the morning, that little girl walked in. I said, are you a believer? I'm awake anyway. Might as well talk to them, right? Here's my last point. I'm going to give it to you. Is there proof in your life this morning, Daddy? Is there proof in your life this morning that your kid can look at you and say, my daddy is a man of God. My daddy stands with God. I see the confidence that my daddy has, and he stands with God, and he's consistent. Mama, this morning, can your child look at you and say, my mama stands with God? And there's proof in their life that they love Jesus. I'll show you the last thing in the text this morning. We're going to close. Is there proof this morning? The Bible says this morning that every day it's a battle. Every day there's a blessing, and every day there's a burden. But God gave us this day to stand. What he says, verse number 5, for one man esteemeth one day above another, and another esteemeth every day alike. let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. In his own mind. As we close out this morning, I'm going to ask you this. Where's your confidence? Preacher, you don't know what's happened. It happens to all of us. Where's your confidence at this morning? Wind blows. Rain comes. The storm beats. But we've got to have confidence in what God can do. And folks, when you have confidence, you'll be consistent in what God's called you in your life. And there'll be proof. My question to you this morning, are you standing with God? Have you allowed God to come into your life and stand you up and hold you up even when the storms of life are raging? When we went in, I want to give you all this. When we went in last Saturday, we went in happy. We was grinning from ear to ear. We're going to have a baby. No, we're just happy. And in an hour, it went from being joyful and happy to being a burden. Not knowing. When they roll your wife and your baby out that door and say, we're going to try to bring both of them back. You listen to me this morning. There's no way I could stand. On my knees, I fall. Asking God to do a work. Asking God to do a work. When we rolled him out that door, Kaylee looked at me, and there's only in the room with me and Kaylee, and she said, Daddy, I don't know if Ryder's going to come back. Man, I got to squalling. I got to squalling. It's supposed to be a family of four. It's supposed to be a family of two. Whew. Here I'm supposed to be holding her up, loving on her. Man, I'm a mess. Preacher, what'd you do? I got up beside God. I got up beside Jesus. And I laid on him. I put my confidence in him. And I got consistent in what I knew to do. And that was to pray. Folks, this morning, I don't know what you're going through this morning. But if you got something going on in your life, I'd make sure that my confidence lied in God. And I got consistent in what I'm supposed to be doing. Where you at this morning? Where you at? I'm on Daddy's this morning. Where you at, Daddy? Where you at? Mamas. Mamas, papas, where you at? Man, them kids got to see us walk and stand. Not sinking the sand. I love you, Father. I praise your name this morning. That you're the one that's able to make us stand. Lord, I pray whoever this morning that feels like they're in sinking sand and they just can't keep going, that they just get to an old-timey altar and get serious with you and say, Lord, you know what's going on. I just need a touch. You're our Father. And you say that you take care of us, you give us the food that we need and the raiment, the clothing that we need. So, Lord, whoever spiritually needs to be fed this morning, I pray you have fed them. I pray you give them confidence this morning. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name. And my prayer this morning is if there's one lost, that they'd be saved. If there's one that's backslidden and they know it, that they'd come back to where they need to be with you. Rededicate that life. Get back and standing with you. Maybe there's one in here this morning that's never been baptized, been saved, never been baptized, just need to be baptized. Maybe this morning's the morning. Get consistent in what we say we do. Father, I thank you for this morning. We're on your time. Touch the hearts of the people. Have your will and way. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.